This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You know, this story, we've sort of been following it, and it dips in and out of the news. This woman from stores, wife, mother, hiking in Japan solo, disappeared like 2 years ago. And then I think it was in the fall, they found some of her things. And then just in the last week or so, late April, they found remains that have been identified as her, but not her whole body. And a lot of questions, difficult story. It's not like, you know, uplifting stuff, but I think it's important to follow these through and as we try to find out someday what happened. Lori Riley covering this for the Hartford Current. You can go to current.com to read it. She joins us now on Brian and Company. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Oh, hi. Good morning. I am good.
I wish it was under better circumstances, but I mean, there's a lot of mysterious elements to this story. Just for people who aren't up on it, just sort of summarize, you know, so that her and how we got to today.
So 2 years ago in April, Patty Wu-Murad, who was from stores, she left in March to go to Japan. She was retired, 60 years old. Her husband dropped her off at the airport and said, you know, see you in 6 weeks or 2 months or however long she was going. She had a lot of friends all over the world, and she was visiting friends in Japan. And then she was going to go on what they call pilgrimage, or a pilgrimage, which is, you hike from place to place, and it has sort of like a spiritual element as well as an outdoors and hiking element too. She had been on several of these, I believe. And so she went and visited friends in Japan, talked to her husband regularly, and then she, went on this hike in this very mountainous area of Japan. She left one morning. She was staying at a hostel. She was hiking from hostel to hostel, and the innkeeper pointed her out to the trail and said, you know, go that way and have a nice day. And she left, and that was the last time anybody saw her. And nobody knows which. You know, they assumed she went on this certain trail, but they weren't sure. They knew where she was supposed to go. It was supposed to be an 11-mile hike to the next hostel. And then when she didn't show up, that's, you know, when they called the police.
Right.
The horrible thing is that her husband didn't find out until 3 days after she was missing that she was missing. The local police looked for her, and apparently they couldn't find his her contact information, or there was some thing that they messed up and they couldn't, they didn't contact him. So to me, that would have been like a crucial time, you know, to be able to find her, because yeah. her cell phone, she had her cell phone and all that. And apparently by the time they, you know, got out. So then when he found out, his whole, the whole family, he and his two kids went out, two of his three children went out there, went to Japan to try to find her, and they raised money and they got American search and rescue teams and they had Japanese search. They had all kinds of people out there looking for her, and they couldn't find her.
Well,
they
could not find her. We're talking with Lori Riley from the Hartford Current. One quick question, then I want to get back to the point you just made. Like, we think of hikes in Connecticut. I mean, they can be glorified yeah. walks, or they can sure. be intense. I mean, what was the degree of difficulty here with what she was doing?
I don't think it was intense for her, but I think it would have been intense maybe for the average person. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I don't think it was – for her, it was not – I don't believe it was.
But it wasn't like rock climbing-ish kind of stuff.
No. Okay. No, it was a trail. Okay. It was a trail.
Now, go ahead.
Where they found the remains, however, was a difficult area. So they didn't know if she ended up in that area by accident, or if she was someplace else, or that the area they found some her stuff was not where she was supposed to be. Let's put it that way.
And they have no idea. Like, there's a couple of ranges here. You hear about some of the horrible things that can happen on the Appalachian Trail or something. We don't know if it's, you know, encountered an animal or if she was murdered. Like, we truly have no right. idea what happened.
No idea. No. And Japan, I believe, has a relatively, you know, low, it's not really like here. I believe they have a relatively low crime rate. So this doesn't happen too often over there. So as a result, they don't really, I don't think, know how to deal with it that well. Mm. And that's why when they had search and rescue people go over there, they had, you know, they sent American search and rescue people over there to try. I mean, they had Japanese search and rescue people to, you know, who knew the area.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's why the response might have been, you know, not like if somebody got lost in the White Mountains here, you know, there would be a search and rescue team that night going up to find the person, right? I mean, and it wasn't like that over there for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Well, that was one of my questions was, you know, that yeah. When I was thinking about this morning and speaking with you, was when something like this happens, you know, how much does, since she's, I mean, she might have Japanese ancestry, I don't know, but she's an American, and how much right. do they honor and respect the emergency element of this? And so it sounds like the response wasn't like a frantic, let's mobilize type thing.
Right. I don't know all the details of that, but I believe you're correct.
Huh. We're talking with Lori Riley.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and also, like, what's the next step? I mean, they just found the femur bone and her things. Yes. There's no way to extrapolate from that. That's not enough to construct a narrative, right? So is it over, I guess, is my point?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it is. Again, I don't want to speak for the family, but I don't know that anybody else will go out there and look anymore. What happened, which was pretty interesting, was one of the original search and rescue team people from America had happened to be over there for whatever reason he was there, and he had contacted Patty's husband and said, "Hey, do you mind if I do some checking?" Because they had found the backpack the year before, last fall, in a stream. A fisherman had found it. And so he went and looked, and they had not had a search and rescue team, I believe, go look in that area. The police went and looked in the area, but a search and rescue person had not. So he went and looked in the area, and that's when he found, you know, the femur and some other of her personal belongings.
If you want to read more, I mean, Lori does a pretty comprehensive piece at current.com, or as I always say, just Lori Riley, LOR. I and Courage, if you just Google it, you can go to her jump page with all her pieces. Obviously you cover a lot of high school sports. You got what's on the agenda moving forward that people can look forward to seeing?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's a little bit quiet right now, but it will start getting busy again at the end of the month. With, you know, some of the state championships will starting in, you know, in all different sports track and baseball and softball and lacrosse and tennis and everything. So, you know, there will be a lot of stuff in a couple of weeks happening. But I just also want to say, going back to Patty and her husband, it's just, this has been a hard story for me to report. And it's, my heart just goes out to him and his family. I've known Kirk for quite a while. He used to coach up at E.O. Smith High School. Coached the girls basketball team. He coached the Windsor girls basketball team. Longtime educator. He was the principal at Wyndham Tech. And I just feel so bad for them and his, you know, the entire family.
Yeah, and a beautiful family too. Again, I'm a dad of three, and my wife has a little bit of that adventuring spirit too, and I think it hits home for a lot of people.
Don't we all? You know, my daughter just, you know, drove out west to get a new job. You know, I go hiking by myself. I mean, you know, it is what we do. And, you know, but I agree with you. Yeah. It does hit home. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Lori, thank you. And thank you for following up on the story too.
Absolutely.
Kind of important.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. Lori Riley. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Thanks.
Laurie Riley with the Hartford Courant. Go to Courant.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.